This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Maybe the most important thing God could call somebody in here is to hold your position as a family under attack. To hold your position personally as a Christian, as a believer in Christ, under attack, because the time will come, the day of evil will come. What is that term? I've really been intrigued by that this week. So there are phrases in the Bible that really take over my thinking, and I kind of obsess over them. The day of evil, the day of evil, the day of evil. And I was wondering, we use that terminology all the time. I had a bad day on Wednesday. Well, Friday, I had a bad day at work, and you've used that terminology. I want to suggest to you that there are days where you sense evil at work in your life more so than you did the day before and more so than the next day. The day of evil references perhaps a time of personal attack when you feel tempted morally, you feel tempted spiritually, you feel tempted ethically to steal, you feel tempted to cut corners, you feel tempted to cheat in every way you can think of. It's called the day of evil. And what are we to do? To stand in our own strength? No, in the Lord's strength. To hold a position. And I'm convinced that some of us haven't done a good job of holding a position. We yield territory to Satan. You know, every time you willfully choose to disobey the Lord, and the same is true with me, we willfully, deliberately say, I'm going to do what I want, and we sin. I really believe we're yielding ground to Satan. And Satan says, hey, you yielded that turf to me, pal, a long time ago. Remember 2 years ago? You yielded that to me. And so we've got to be careful that we don't yield territory. Next week, I'm going to go through all these attributes of the Roman soldier that he gives. I think Paul was under guard when he's under house arrest in Rome. I think he has a soldier with him, a Roman soldier, and he's looking at him. And he writes down and talks about the helmet and the shield and the breastplate and the belt, and all of those represented spiritual realities. And this is not just poetry. It represents spiritual reality. I want you to look at one more verse, and that is verse 12 again. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Here's what I want to do with this verse. If I were to say I'm going to illustrate this, you would be expecting an illustration dealing with coming against evil, something dramatic. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to suggest to you that anything you do in the name of Christ is spiritual warfare. Now listen to that again. Write that down. Anything I do in the name of Christ is spiritual warfare, even a good thing. So spiritual warfare isn't just fighting demons like in a video game. Spiritual warfare can be handing a cup of cold water to somebody in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you one of the most powerful stories I've heard about this, about how that the Lord can use a person doing something that's simple, that's basic, but it's an act of spiritual warfare. It's told by Doug Nichols, who, with his wife, were missionaries in India. Doug is interesting. I smile when I read his testimony because he says, I want people to know that we weren't these white, rich missionaries in India with servants. He said, we were just as poor as the people we served. He said, we had no insurance. We had no health plan. We had no money when we went to India other than our monthly support. And Doug Nichols came down with tuberculosis, with TB. Goes to a doctor, and the doctor there in the small town of India sends him to a government-run TB sanitarium. Get this, he's in a 40-bed ward.
Well, folks, we're out of time, but this is a powerful story. I want you to hear the conclusion of this story tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.